Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we
welcome back.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, June 9th, 2022. And we're on the phones with Rhonda in Missouri talking about what ails us generally. But seriously, the things that are pressing in around us that are intended to crowd us to the point that we can't ignore them. And, you know, grace and mercy should abound. I mentioned Les Mis in response to your remarks about grace and mercy and compassion. I would say, you know, James reminds us that mercy triumphs over judgment, and we're supposed to extend the measure of grace. At a minimum, the Bible exhorts Christians to extend at least the amount of grace and mercy that we've been shown by God, and that's immeasurable. So, you know, there's that. And, you know, I mentioned what Victor Hugo said of Les Mis. He also said, I don't know whether it will be read by anyone, but it's meant for everyone. He said it addresses England as well as Spain, Italy, France, Germany, Ireland, et cetera, et cetera. It says, you know, he said, the republics that harbor slaves as well as empires that have serfs, social problems go beyond frontiers, humankind's wounds, those huge sores that litter the world do not stop at the blue and red lines drawn on maps. Wherever men go in ignorance or despair, wherever women sell themselves for bread, wherever children lack a book to learn from or a warm hearth, Les Mis knocks at the door and says, open up, I am here for you. So it's interesting. And, you know, to your point, I mean, I just, you know, the cultural Marxist bent has been turning us all into savages, and the Nietzschean element of it would have us believing that, you know, we have to abuse others before they abuse us first. You know, we have to abuse other people first. And, you know, what you're saying is a message of compassion, grace, mercy, and, you know, it's much needed in America these days.
Yeah, last night you were talking about, I listened to your broadcast with Jeremy, and didn't you say it kind of all comes down to not being selfish, and, you know, even, you know, some of these shows kind of portray that people you don't know, if you connect with them, somehow, you know, they don't have the, not all of them, but, you know, some of them don't have the wherewithal to really do you great harm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but, yeah, the, I don't, you can't justify it in your mind when you do that, you know? I mean, somebody, while you're stealing, if you give something to somebody, how can... That's going to be another psychological mess, because if they do end up harming you, they won't do well mentally, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think. But anyway, so my niece recently had a baby, and she wanted to have it at home, and her water broke, and the midwife said, checked her blood pressure, oh, you got to go to the hospital. She was very upset, but she did, and still able to have her natural. And but in the meantime, you know, she was able to dictate some of the things, like, don't put that stuff in my baby's eyes. You know, what is it, nitrate or something? Anyway,
ammonium.
Well, you know, just to, for whatever, I don't even know, but how mm-hmm. they put that goop in there. And actually, Ingrid Castle talks about it being kind of a ritual, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you have a boy and they take him away and, you know, it's all this horrible stuff that's going on. But they kept an eye on her. And you know, 2 days later, she was going home, but she had no pain meds, she went through the whole thing natural, except that then she went home and the midwife came by to check on her, and she's like, your blood pressure is way too high. So she had to go back to the hospital, and they prescribed her a blood pressure medicine, and she took it. Then she halved it, cut it in half. But it's like, you can't even get away from them when you're trying to get away from them.
It's unbelievable. You know? And so with children, you know, isn't the first consideration, I mean, you look at the list of things that you're not supposed to do or eat as a pregnant mom or as a new mom, and then there's all this other stuff that is very toxic. And so I just don't understand, you know, the drugs, for example, during childbirth. How is that not, you know, how is that not ending up in baby and the stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
after baby is born, same thing, you know.
I have another niece who's, you know, she's on her fifth one. She's pregnant again. She's on her fifth one. And she's like, oh, they're so easy. And it's like, yeah, you go in the hospital, you get Pitocin, and then you get an epidural, and then you get, you know, no pain, and then you go, yeah, go ahead and vaccinate, go ahead and do all that stuff, whatever you got to do. And it's really interesting to see, because the one, she's got three boys, and she'll be having another girl, so it'll be two girls. But it's like, you know, her first one, you could tell he's vaccine damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to those baby wellness things. My other niece is like, you know, if something happens, you know, I guess so. But, you know, it's interesting, because I know Ingrid's talked about this too, but, you know, parents going to jail for shaken baby syndrome because they actually got their kid vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And it was a vaccine injury. And the parent is, they call it SIDS, right? Mm-hmm. The parent goes to jail because the vaccine killed them, but somebody's got to pay the price. You're like, what? You know, if somebody could prove that, you know, then maybe that would wake people up and go, wait a minute. You know, these little bitty bodies, and you're putting all those poisons in there. It's just tragic. Anyway, just the way the medical establishment works. They even get you when you're not gettable, if you will. You know, if you're not,
mm-hmm.
you're 100% on board to have natural birth, and then they scare you into, you know what, you know, kind of like you said the other day, are you having headaches? Well, yes, she wore her hair up in a ponytail, so it was tight, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was having headaches. Well, you know, maybe, you know, it's from the high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
not from your ponytail being too tight, you know what I mean? Suggestible. Yeah.
We have a hammer. Is there a nail somewhere? Oh, you know what? Maybe that's a nail. Hold on.
Right.
I got a hammer
for exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh, yeah. So anyway, it's just interesting. I mean, she did everything she could. And then they scared her into blood pressure medicine. But even Google says on the seventh day, is your blood pressure is going to be the highest.
Mm.
So, for some reason, as a new mother, yeah.
Well, Eric Good. Schmidt says that Google is right, you know, gives the right answer, so it must be true.
Well, I mean, she needed to look at other things, too. And the other mm-hmm. thing that makes me laugh is that you got to, when you do this, you have to look at what you're consuming, because if you consume food that is, you know, naturally lowers your blood pressure, well, you better not eat it, because we're doing it artificially. It's ridiculous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right, Chris, well, I appreciate you taking my call, and have a good day.
You're welcome, and thank you, Rhonda. Much appreciated, okay. As always.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, these are interesting times. You know, personally, I think that there's ample evidence. People just don't want to see it, really. I mean, it's I will just say, you know, the devil. I think the first line of defense mentally is Ephesians 6. You know, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I think that's, in my humble estimation, I've been saying it lately, and it, you know, it feels and I feel like it's sounding on Road Warrior Radio more like something that should be reserved to Sunday mornings, or at least in some people's opinion. I haven't heard that from anybody, but it's feeling that way to me. Maybe you feel the way I feel, but it's been disturbing and concerning for a long time, you know, at least 21 years, right? In the post 9/11 era, but it was disturbing before that. You know, continuity of government stuff was happening. It was disturbing back into, I don't know, the passage of the National Security Act was distressing. You know, Myron Fagan's talk in 1967, you know, he wrote a lot about what he called the mongrelizing of America, which is a crude way to put it, but you know, you look at things like the 1965 immigration shift, and it is significant. But what we had, the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965, that was a watershed moment. Back a little further, 1947, the institutionalizing of the regulars in the military-industrial complex, or the National Military Establishment, it was called in the National Security Act, or which is a complete misnomer, or, you know, and then coming forward, things like the Patriot Act and et cetera, et cetera. But the Administrative Procedure Act, Senator Pat McCarran said, you know, we've created a fourth branch, administrative in nature, so I have the executive, legislative, judicial, and the administrative. That was already happening in, you know, the decade prior. There was a lot of crazy hijinks and shenanigans going on, and you go back past that, the Council on Foreign Relations was a watershed moment. Creation of the UN, a reboot of the League of Nations, a reboot of the other thing before the turn of the 20th century. You know, the Federal Reserve Act, the 16th so-called amendment, and we've had a number of those kinds of moments, and there are many more, but some of them, you know, we had a little, the curtain was pulled back a little bit on the wizard, just a little bit, you know, Church Committee, Reese Committee, Pujo Committee, things like that from time to time. But it's been pretty, I don't know. You know, we don't want to believe these things because, and you know, hubris relies on that. That we will not draw a hard line. And I think that was one of the things that really I appreciate so much about the World War II generation. That generation is those folks who remain, you know, loving, but courageous, I would say, and dutiful, but and selfless, kind of the last generation that grew up in, was raised in a time close to before that shift occurred in 1914. Should we play Alfalfa Bill Murray's remarks, that thing that we play every once in a while? William H. Alfalfa Bill Murray. Oklahoma's 9th governor. Most colorful. Maybe we should. Do people remember? I think a, you know, judicial tyranny, he said, right? Judicial tyranny is as bad on the liberties of the people as a military despotism. What did he mean? And what is the correlation between what he said back in the 30s and what, I don't know, someone like Peter Thiel said in his conversation with Tyler Cowen that created such a stir back in 2015. You know, we play that from time to time too. I think to call America a democracy or a republic is disingenuous. You know, we have this system that's been modified heavily by the judicial system, but now America is, I forget, how did he say it exactly? Mostly dominated by these very unelected technocratic agencies. I forget exactly how, but something like that. We're actually a state that's dominated by these very unelected technocratic agencies. Peter Thiel, Bilderberg Steering Committee member. You know, Sullivan and Cromwell, on and on. Peter Thiel's in a pretty good, you know, he has a pretty good vantage point, and I don't think he's exaggerating. I don't know. You know what, for fun, we'll go jump in the Wayback Machine and we'll play Alfalfa Bill Murray. Because we can. And we should remember these kinds of things. What did he mean? Oklahoma's 9th and most colorful governor. Colorful indeed, but you know what? That was back before he had to be groomed in Bernaysian fashion to hold public office. And you know, I need to get back to these other guys at some point. This article that I wrote, or need to finish, I guess. I, you know, like I said, I want to consult with Lark and Nikki and Vicky. But you know, these characters, I mean, it's a who's who. I think of the mob. I think of the protocols talking about, you know, we will select leaders from among the mafia. We need a driver who has a sterling reputation in the community, so when he gets stopped, no one will suspect him. Oh, this guy? No, he's a paragon of virtue. He's a pillar in the community. Couldn't be this guy. So I was going down the list. Lomax, you know, the 9 folks that Garland mentioned. Laura McElroy, communication strategist, quote-unquote, a.k.a. perception management, Bernaysian propagandist. John Mina, 2016 Orlando Pulse Nightclub SOTE. Remember, don't forget, Pulse alleged shooter, Manchurian Patsy, Omar Mateen's dad, Sadiq Mateen, was an FBI informant for at least a decade. More than a decade, according to mainstream media. That was, you know, CBS News, for example. Father of Pulse gunman was FBI informant, Widow's attorney says. But I'm glad that's an isolated incident. Oh, it's not? April Natural. Is that your given name, April Natural? Traumatic stress specialist. And that's why I keyed in on the Natural. Traumatic stress specialist. You can't make this stuff up. And people that say, who was it? The attorney, the disgraced attorney, murdered somebody, or Bernie Madoff with the cash? Got a comment on that when we come back, and we'll go back to the phone. Stick around. Be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie, great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mentioned TCM aired the 1925 Wizard of Oz film adaptation, which is weird. But, you know, speaking of this name play, one of the things, just since I mentioned it the other day, Spencer Bell was the played the not-so-cowardly lion in that adaptation. And he was credited in the film under his stage name, wink wink, G. Howe Black. Can you imagine? So, you know, these kinds of things have been happening for a long time. Anyway, that's sort of an anecdotal aside in relation to the names, but I thought that the name April Natural struck me as particularly odd when we're talking about someone who's, you know, it seems to dovetail with the field of expertise, her alleged field of expertise, traumatic stress specialist, led a post 9/11 World Trade Center healthcare outreach and education program, architect of the behavioral health response to the 2013 Boston Marathon strategy of tension episode. So I think victim psychopathy, Stockholm syndrome, widespread public inertment, which we've seen in the past, obviously, with these kinds of things. Incidentally, speaking of the 2013 Boston Marathon strategy of tension episode at all, who is Graham Fuller? Who is Uncle Russ Lansarney? What happened to DHS whistleblower Philip B. Haney, who, by the way, during his 2016 Senate testimony, connected 2015 San Bernardino SOTE, the Dar Ulum al-Islamia San Bernardino Mosque, and the 2016 Orlando Pulse nightclub deal through the Islamic Center of Fort Pierce, Florida, there. You know, so what happened to him after he exposed the COINTELPRO Operation Gladio B style Tablighi Jamaat network, and, you know, all of those 800 plus records he talked about were scrubbed from DHS? What happened to him? And why can't you get his book on WorldNet Daily anymore? Where is his book on WND? WND published it, or the original publisher. Well, where did it go? So that's interesting. You're not supposed to connect dots like Philip B. Haney did. And who was it? Johnny Hoover did the video, did this 5 minutes of Senate testimony. It cost Haney his life. Kristen Ziman, 2012, Aurora SOTE. It's all SOTE folks. Oh, but wouldn't you want them to lead? No, frankly, I would not. I don't want continuity of government. I don't want the communitarian strategy of tension episode meets opportunities of crisis nonsense. COPS is in view, obviously. Communitarian-oriented policing services. So, you know, Jeff Cooper said, your best protector is you, your best protector is you, your best protector is, as it always has been, you. So that was Cooper versus terrorism, the way he put it. And remember, Thomas Jefferson agreed. Cooper said, you know, he said, just to kind of give that context, Cooper said, this is not a call for vigilantism. It's a call for self-reliance, for those who feel short on self-reliance. And so that's the point. You know, again, an armed society is a polite society. You're more respectful if you don't know if grandma's packing. You know, Archie Bunker. If grandma's packing a rod, you don't know. For those who feel short on self-reliance, Cooper said, I have a suggestion. Take up practical pistol shooting as a recreation. It's a good game. It's fun. It is relevant. And it does wonders for your self-reliance. And Jefferson agreed. Remember in 1785, I've mentioned this from time to time, his 15-year-old nephew, Peter Carr, asked about the best form of exercise. Jefferson said, I advise the gun. While this gives a moderate exercise to the body, it gives boldness, enterprise, and independence to the mind. Games played with the ball and others of that nature are too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. Let your gun, therefore, be the constant companion of your walks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate,
Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Biden claimed ignorance. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday, referring to the baby formula shortage, President Biden said, "I don't think anybody anticipated the impact of the shutdown of one facility, the Abbott facility." Seriously? You shut down the facility responsible for 40% of the domestic baby formula manufacturing and didn't anticipate a 40% shortage? You don't have to be Nostradamus to predict that outcome. Maybe there was a legitimate reason for the shutdown, but you left the facility closed for months with no plan of how to reopen it. To make matters even worse, you shut down the plant during a supply chain crisis, so supplementing supply with imports was nearly impossible. President Biden, between this fiasco and your support of abortion on demand, it's starting to look like you just like killing babies. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
This week's Oklahoma Moment is brought to you by the Oklahoma History Center.
I feel that I should uphold the power of the state. I feel also that the salvation of this country depends upon returning to constitutional government.
Serving from 1931 to 1935, Governor Alfalfa Bill Murray was perhaps the most colorful governor of the state of Oklahoma.
And a despotism by judicial control is as bad on the liberties of the people as a military despotism.
Murray was a strong leader for Oklahoma. He was big on agriculture, presided over the state constitutional convention, and even ran for president in 1932. Alfalfa Bill Murray, Oklahoma's ninth governor.
There you go. The salvation of this country depends on returning to constitutional government. John Adams said, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, and licentiousness would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." And there were several who echoed the same sentiment. Benjamin Franklin, "Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters." So maybe we should, I don't know, Rhonda seems to understand this. Maybe we should, you know, maybe Rhonda should be on the ticket for 2024. I digress. Back to the phones. Mike in Kentucky, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Now, what I forgot now why I called in. There's like a 3-minute delay plus, you know.
Yeah.
Then you go to a commercial and then another.
Right.
But you were talking to that gal just after the top of the hour. And
Rhonda.
And you mentioned something about what should be reserved for Sunday morning. The problem with that is, you know, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't get talked about in Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
Because of the itchy ear factor, you know, if you're in a community that has 40 churches, they'll just some of them will even go somewhere else where they want to hear what they want to be told.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're playing with that name game thing. I had a list of them at one point, but I always thought it was pretty ironic that you had, you know, what is Steve Jobs' middle name? Batch, Steve mm-hmm. Batch Jobs, and then you got mm-hmm. Bill Gates and Switches. I
mean, yeah.
If you're old enough to remember those terms from computers, I actually,
mm-hmm.
one of my early computer classes, I had to send a batch job off to did I lose you? I just heard something weird.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're
I got
still
a weird
there.
Echo on my phone.
Yeah.
Something's messing up in the domestic surveillance. I just got a mm-hmm. weird echo on my phone. I just ran across a study that correlates height with bad health. And I'm thinking, what? You know, a lot of people think if you're taller than your grandparents and or your parents, then that must mean that you're eating better.
Mm-hmm.
And as the old jazz chart goes, it ain't necessarily so. And National Institutes of Health had it up on their webpage if somebody wants to look for it.
I would say my thought is like pituitary gland damage or something.
Or... you know, I'm thinking it might dovetail, and maybe me and you and Chris Steiner and stuff can get some grant money to study the studies. What do they call that? A meta-analysis?
Yeah.
I'll bet you there's a meta-analysis we could put
together.
To watch
the watchers?
And scratch the itchy ears to show that the gender dysphoria is also on the increase, mm-hmm. even in rural areas, due to several things like atrazine. And everything but the oink industrialized meat system where we're getting all these inflamed animals that are fed all this ridiculous stuff that they would never have eaten in their
diet,
normal
injections
life.
And injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and beliefs that the authorities deem desirable. Ellipsis.
Yeah. So it dovetails rather nicely with that. Whatever it is, Fourth Communist International plan for industrialization mm-hmm. of agriculture and
mm-hmm.
What are the other planks there? Centralized control of communication,
yeah.
Centralized control of education. Just go right.
But
down
you know, again,
it.
I think you know, I always come back to Ephesians 6. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. I have been saying it lately, and I'm just going to kind of stick on it, not to sound cliche or whatever. But I think that. Anytime we focus on people doing those things, not that people shouldn't be held accountable, that's not what I'm saying. But when we get fixated or sort of target fixated, then we I think we miss the mark and we fall prey to that too. It's you know, it's, I think it's
it,
the devil's grand strategy.
Doesn't it just roots itself back to idolatry and those that are don't keep their eye on Yeshua, you know, don't keep their eye on the faith. They fall into idolatry and a reprobate mind, you know, worshiping mammon, maximizing profit, and who cares about the customer?
Yeah.
I'll let you go.
Appreciate it. Bye. Appreciate it, Mike, as always. Yeah. I don't mean to sound like a stuck record, but I don't think it can be overstated that, you know, especially in circles like this on Republic Broadcasting Network, we are, generally speaking, all of us, you know, folks who gather and commiserate here are, I would say, much more well-versed on the subtleties and nuances of the art of deception that's being perpetrated. I'm not saying we know everything. Together, I think we actually do have a tremendous body of and volume of knowledge. However, again, you know, how do you make the distinctions? You can't always say this person knew. There's this great effort, particularly in the, you know, coming forward from the second half of the 20th century, when the intelligence community was institutionalized effectively to maintain plausible deniability. And then we can say, well, you know, we didn't know about that, so. Or he didn't know about that. And keep everyone compartmentalized. And we shouldn't be morbidly obsessed with these kinds of things, but we shouldn't be naive either. And, you know, to know that there is a, you know, ravenous wolf roaming the earth seeking whom he may devour is not to be morbidly preoccupied, but not naive either. So, just to know this is going on and not to be beguiled. You know, Noelle Mehring, in her, along the way in her talk, she mentions, you know, the line from the Screwtape Letters, which is, you know, again, paraphrasing Baudelaire, the finest trick of the devil is persuading you he does not or did not exist. And that's where we always come back to. You know, we get people sort of target fixated on other people or things, you know. But if you start thinking about it in this broader context, it seems to all kind of fall into place, in my humble estimation. You know, why socialism? Well, you know, why world socialism? It does a number of things. It cripples people. I think it attacks the heart of Ecclesiastes 3:22, which I've said many times I kind of believe is somewhat euphemistically, but somewhat literally, the meaning of life. Nothing is better than that man is happy in his activities, for that is his lot. For who will bring him to see what will occur after him? And if you have gainful employment, you know, you look at the folks throughout modern history, recent history, American history, who have done, you know, really laborious jobs. Look, just watch Mike Rowe's work over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years, for example. But I mean, folks who have worked in the mines, folks who worked in the timber industry, particularly before it was entirely mechanized, very, very dangerous. I mean, go back to before it was mechanized, when you didn't have all of these, you know, helicopters and things that you could drive and fly up the mountain, but you know, you had a team of mules, for example, that you were logging with. I mean, that's really dangerous stuff. And if you look at a place, you know, Whitefish, Montana, for example, I've talked about Whitefish, Montana in the past, it's known as Stump Town, colloquially. And that's because, you know, as the story goes, it was densely forested. And that had to be cleared. And so how was that done, you know? It was done with raw horsepower and manpower. And so, I mean, that's when you look across the landscape and you see, you know, 1,000 trees that need to be cleared and stumps, and you don't have any mechanized way of doing that. But, you know, people seem to really enjoy. I mean, you look at the guys who worked in the mines, for example, and the natural resources industry, difficult work, oftentimes life-threatening work on a daily basis, but they enjoyed what they did and didn't, you know, get rich by doing it by any means, but enjoyed it. So socialism attacks that. It creates that beggar thy neighbor approach, stealing from some, unduly rewarding others, and that creates animosity and contention, breeds that. So you have the viciousness, you have the, you know, your I don't know, rewarding evil, essentially, and, you know, rinse and repeat. So anyway, the point is, looking at things that way, to me, in a kind of an Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28 sort of context, and Ephesians 6, to me, helps these things make more sense. And again, I'm not obsessing. On the contrary, like I said, you know, Tarana's question at the end of the first hour, you know, how do you know what to do, basically, sort of paraphrasing the question. And I say, you know, in my humble opinion, the Holy Spirit should decide. Who decides is always the question, and the Holy Spirit should decide. And the more that happens, the better things get, regardless of how dire things seem. And without belaboring that further, back to the phones. Tom in Utah, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
Simple question relative to blood pressure and the stuff they put in the eyes of the babies, the betadine, which is a quote.
Yeah.
Silver. It's a finite silver compound, like colloidal silver. Interesting, huh? In other words, the betadine that they put in the baby's eyes is a collated silver. Isn't that curious? Mm-hmm. Okay, the other thing I wanted to address was the blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So I asked this question, did God make a mistake when he designed the human body? What do you think?
Well, I say no.
Exactly no. Have you ever run a marathon? Have you ever lifted a heavy object? Have you ever been stressed? Have you ever been chased by a bear?
No, what's yes, yes, no.
So what's your heart going to do when you're being chased by the bear? It's got to increase the flow of blood to your muscles.
Probably,
so
yeah.
It's going to raise your pressure. So the big hoax, and by the way, I worked with the Jarvik Heart team. In fact, Elaine Jarvik wrote an article for me, and it's in that GassyAmerica.com work of mine. But the blood pressure thing is basically a hook to get you on the medications.
Mm-hmm.
The body is designed to have the blood pressure increased when there's a demand.
Right.
And when you've gone through a birthing of a baby, what part of your body needs to repair?
Yeah.
Your uterus. So your body's going to push extra blood to that tissue of the uterus to help it speed the repair process. And the headache that people get with the blood pressure reading it may be high is not necessarily because their brain is getting more blood. It's because their brain is asking for more blood, and the blood has been thickened for some reason. And the primary reason for thickening the blood is dehydration, of course, eating too much salt, and also eating fats that are viscous at your body temperature when they shouldn't be.
Well, what about, so, you know, you asked the question, did God make a mistake creating the human body? I say no. But, you know, there are environmental forces that are being brought to bear that I think factor in. So, for example, you know, Dr. Magda Havas says diabetes and electrosensitivity. She says type 3 diabetes is, you know, due to electrosmog and, you know, things like the Rouleau effect. So what about that?
Well, that is an issue, but it's kind of like the gnat on the elephant's back compared to the fat plugging of our arteries and also the lack of water or hydration. You know, there's all kinds of factors that can contribute to high blood pressure. But the most important one is dehydration, salt, of course. Mm-hmm. And they'll tell you that, but they don't talk to you about the highly viscous fats.
Yeah.
And that's the primary reason. See, when I worked in heart surgery, we open up a body. What did we find in those arteries? This gunky, sticky, gooey, yellowish, whitish material lining your blood vessels. So as your blood vessels become clogged with fat, your heart's got to get the order from the autonomic nervous system, say, push harder because this blood's not getting through. So the way to stop from taking the Lipitor that Robert Jarvik promoted, you know, the Jarvik heart event, is stop putting in the viscous fats. And you don't find any viscous fats in the recommendations of the Creator. He designed the body with a specific environment. We've gone way out of that environment.
Mm-hmm.
anyway, so like I say, God did not make a mistake in designing us. So if we're suffering, it's because we made some choices that are in contradiction to his counsel.
So I, you know, we go round and round about this, and I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm genuinely curious. What about Peter in Acts chapter 10?
Okay, quote it for me. I was blinded in D.C. when I opened up or exposed the poisoning of 34 million, so I'm dependent on audio memory.
Well, we're headed into a break, so I'll do that when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, June 9th, 2022. So, genuine question. You know, things like, and we're talking about diet specifically without getting into, you know, too much detail since it's the last segment for context for folks listening. You and I have talked about this many times. I always say it's a Romans 14 issue in my humble opinion. But in Acts 10, Peter, verse 10, starting in verse 10, it says, but he became, in the NASB 95, he became hungry and was desiring to eat. But while they were making preparations, he fell into a trance and he saw the sky opened up and an object like a great sheet blanket coming down. Yeah. And so just to, you know, quickly, a voice came to him, get up, Peter, kill and eat. You know, so verse 12 says, and there were this sheet coming down with four corners. It says there are in it all kinds of four-footed animals and crawling creatures of the earth and birds of the air. A voice came to him, get up, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said,
the unclean, yeah.
I'm just going to finish for context for folks listening. Yeah, exactly, in the King James. But Peter said, by no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything unholy and unclean. Again, a voice came to him a second time. What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy. This happened three times, and immediately the object was taken up into the sky. While Peter was greatly perplexed in his mind as to what the vision which he had seen might behold, the men, etc., etc. Anyway, I always think of that when we have this conversation.
I love that because the issue is not food, is it? It's about teaching the Gentiles. So he uses that metaphor, simile, whatever, to put across to Peter the fact that what God has called clean, call thou not unclean. So he's referring to the Gentiles receiving the gospel, which thankfully, you know, we've received it. Otherwise, we'd be out in the cold. But on the other hand, I find that curious that Peter reacts that way. So what's happened to Peter since Christ took him from the fishing industry? He said, come follow me and I'll make you fishers.
He's always been a bit of a legalist. That's why Paul writes, I rebuked Cephas to his face for getting tangled up in traditions of men. And so my question, in the interest of time, is there not a literal application when we look at, and we cross-reference Romans 14, or we cross-reference 1 Timothy 4, you know, for everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer.
Go back to the original Greek, and they accept it means respected. Anyway, no, I didn't call you to debate that issue, but the fact is...
Well, I'm genuinely curious, though, and I think other people are, and you're the expert, so... I'm deferring to your expertise.
Here is a fact. We are the lowest temperature mammal on the land. When we take the fats, materials from the other animals that are higher temperature, their fats are designed to be viscous or liquid at their temperature, but not
I understand.
Viscous.
We're out of time. We'll have to unpack it again later at some point, I guess. I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you, as always. We're out of time. Folks, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.